Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Caravan of Garbage, where, yes, we are making our way through the DC graveyard. The movies that didn't quite hit either commercially or critically.
Or both. They gave him a shot, didn't they? You know? It was an era. We didn't quite know.
What
was going to work. It was a couple of years in before we realised just do Marvel movies.
Yeah, it's
just
easy.
Just do the Marvel formula over and over again.
Just do like 20 Marvel movies in a row. It's easy.
Yeah.
Anybody could do it.
That's right.
Yeah. Here's a question for you, though. Did you ever think that the 2010 comedy Loser starring Jason Biggs, which also wasn't a big hit for the time, do you think like 10 years after that came out that it would get this sequel? Was that ever in the back of your mind?
That's very clever, the thing you've done there, James.
Yeah, but no, serious question. Did you ever think that it would get this sequel?
No, because they're unrelated in every conceivable way.
Interesting. So Weed Road Returns.
That's right.
Our favourite production company.
Now, they were responsible for the cinematic crime that is Jonah Hex, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we did that last week. Okay.
And if you did the crime, you can do more movies.
As many as you want. Just keep doing it to this
keep
day.
Doing it, yeah. This time, of course, in conjunction with Vertigo Comics. And you know it's in conjunction and based on a comic because of the hypersaturation, the crank effect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Crank was the first to do it by a long shot, but I always think Crank when I see a movie that's like this intense, color palette wise.
Yeah, right,
But also apparently that's because the idea is that every location is supposed to have a different hue, a different color gradient. And did you get that sense? You're like, oh, now where am I?
Yeah, I mean, there is certainly that.
Now where am I? You were saying to yourself watching
that's
this.
Right.
Oh, no, they've written the word on the ground where they are.
And I'm still in my living room watching this movie. I guess I got that sense. Yeah, we got that. But I mean, I think that's, you know, sort of being built into Hollywood now. It's like if you're in a South American country, it's got to be that weird hypersaturated hue, you know, because it's humid.
Absolutely, yeah. How do you feel coming back to this? What are the strengths of this movie? Because we both, I remember, well, like there's like the A-Team, which also came out this year, but it was slightly better than that A-Team movie.
It was. It came out just prior to
just
the A-Team,
prior,
I think. Yeah, two very, very similar kind of disavowed Special Forces team movies coming out. I think this
end in a big shipping container situation.
They sure do, right?
The 18.
Except one involves like a bunch of shooting and like a motorcycle chase and a plane's about to take off. The other one involves a shell game involving shipping containers that only works if the villains, like the audience, only get snippets of what's happening, which
absolutely,
obviously wouldn't
yeah.
be the case. You'd be like, boy, these shipping containers sure are moving slowly, aren't they? The thing we want is still definitely in that one because it's moving at 1 mile an hour.
I guess also the difference between this team and that team, though not so much the new A-Team team, is that these guys are all killers.
You
know?
Yeah.
Well, I think, though, in the A-Team movie, they were also killers. I think there's a moment where the guy who plays the Mr. T character, whose name was
Mr. T
in real life. No, from the show. What was his name?
Oh, yeah, Baracus.
Yeah, there we go. Like, he's like, I can't kill anybody. I can't do combat. And then I remember him picking up a guy and just, like, dropping him on his neck. And that was, like, his triumphant arc.
That's his character arc. Yeah, he's learned and grown as a person there, as that other man wouldn't, because he's dead now.
Yeah, he's dead from his neck.
I remember liking this a lot at the time.
Yeah.
And I still quite like it. I think it's a lot of fun. And I'll tell you why. To finally wind back to the question you had, which is what are its strengths?
The thing
killer cast.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's people who went on to just, we've done videos in the past about the actors who've performed multiple superhero roles.
Yeah.
We've got at least three in this cast.
At
got
least.
Chris Evans, who was obviously Captain America, and Push.
Yes, he was Push. He was Jason Push.
Jason,
get out of my way, he'd say. That was his catchphrase.
I've got superhero stuff to do. And of course, we've got
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, yeah. who's been everybody from Negan in The Walking Dead to that Thomas Wayne.
That guy in Jonah Hex last week or whatever. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
He came out of the grave. He's like,
He was somebody's brother or son or something.
It was John Malkovich's son or whatever.
That's right.
You're right, though. The dynamic of this team works incredibly well. And seems like also they're having fun. Even though at the start it's like, oh, a bunch of kids just exploded. But other than that, they're like, we're having a good time.
Yeah.
Speaking of comic book alumni, it's like Zoe Saldana, for example.
That's
you know
right.
What I mean? There's a lot going on here. I think also they managed to make each of these characters distinct from each other in terms of skills, either that or like hats and novelty t-shirts.
I
feel like
one's a sniper.
Yep.
One's a skinny nerd.
Yeah, he's so skinny.
An incredibly fit and ripped skinny nerd. You know, they've all got different personalities in that way.
But then I look at something like, say, The Fast and Furious, and I don't really have a sense at this point of what any of their abilities are.
Initially, I think the Fast and Furious characters had individual abilities.
One was a hacker.
Right?
One was the jump from a car to another car
guy.
But
then there's a couple of deleted scenes where they each taught each other all their skills in a sort of round robin situation, and now they're all kung fu
hacking
hackers.
And
yeah.
jumping from planes and whatever. So yeah, it does feel like that, yeah, they've got distinct personalities. It kind of felt a bit like the Italian Job remake in that sense, which we've also looked at. But I also think...
What a low bar to clear also. All these characters had slightly distinct personalities.
And t-shirts.
They weren't just like the writer in different hats.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good, well done them. The writer speaking of, it's Peter Berg, who directed, among other things, our favourite, The Rundown.
That's our favourite.
And also another guy.
Two guys?
Yeah, two different guys.
Is that legal? Did they get the guy back from Loser?
It's illegal. James, no.
Oh.
Oh, it's James Vanderbilt.
Vanderbeek.
Who's a right... No, James.
He played alongside Jason Biggs in Jay and Silent Bob, whatever.
Oh, my God. It all comes around together. James Vanderbilt, of course, writer and producer and also a member of the Vanderbilt family. Famous for being rich.
Oh, wow.
It's one of those families where you just go, oh, the Rothschilds, and people go, oh, okay.
Were they famous? I don't know. They just got a lot of money at one point.
So much money.
And then they just sit on it.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good, isn't it?
They must be respected for it.
You know what I think also elevates this movie to slightly better than average?
Go on.
If you don't mind me saying so. Chris Evans, I wouldn't say carries a lot of this.
But his goatee carries a lot of this.
That's true. And his frosted tips. Mm-hmm. But he's really...
What an era.
What an era.
Like, this is right at the
tail...
This
as
is
well,
right at the tail end of this era, but there's a lot of, like, frosted tips and watches with big cuffs, leather cuffs on them.
Have you got things to say about watches, do you?
I mean, I don't, but you're probably going to spring that on me, I suspect.
I wasn't going to, but now I might.
Oh, no.
But, you know, Chris Evans got a fun collection of novelty t-shirts and that one scene where he has a crossbow, which I really enjoy.
And the one scene where he gets his dick out.
And the one scene where he gets his dick out. I think... A lot of this movie,
And not a single woman in the crowd is like, this is definitely a crime. Everybody's like, this is still cool
this
somehow.
This is cool. We're on the tail end of this. Yeah. This is still cool, we reckon.
That's right.
Yeah. Why do you think they didn't
even get... if we're exposed to a dick in public, we evaluate it on how quality we think it is.
That's exactly right. Why do you think Jason Biggs didn't return as the character of Paul Tanak, though? What do you think it was?
Well, the character died in a shootout at the end of Loser.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what happened, was it?
No, it was actually a knife fight on top of a blimp.
Wow. I remember that movie differently. But look, it does have a villain. I'm not sure if he's in the first movie, but Jason Patrick shows up as just kind of a Bond villain.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got fancy suits and a scarred hand, and he's after a snook.
He's after a snook, and he's sort of wildly flip-flopping character-wise, in the sense that, like, sometimes he's kind of smart and conniving, and sometimes he'll just shoot a woman because his parasol was knocked slightly askew, for example.
Yeah.
He's a little bit racist, which I don't think would fly now for good reason.
Yeah.
But I think maybe one of the reasons is, in the comic book, that character is two guys.
Oh, he's two guys.
He's twins in the
back to back.
Yes, tied up together.
Wow.
No, but if you notice in the movie, sometimes he wears a white glove, sometimes he wears a black glove. That was in the comic books. That was a clue that they were different guys. And at the end, you're like, oh, there's two Maxes.
Really?
So maybe that explains why he's so all over the shop. But I think it's also like that works as a kind of you're right. I'm like a manic Bond villain.
That's quite.
Maybe it doesn't work for everybody.
This definitely leads into a sequel that didn't get made. They could have completed the Loser trilogy, but no, they had to drop it off here. But yeah, that would have been really interesting to explore. But you know what else is good about this? Mm-hmm. I think the action scenes in general also, like a little bit above average.
It's
got a pretty good van heist.
Someone's thought about
You know, I love a good van heist. I love when somebody swoops in and picks up a van with a helicopter.
Because
everyone on the ground is like, what are you, what's going on here? They're on the radios. They're like, what's going on?
What can we do?
It's flying. It's in the sky. Get the, what do you get the choppers in the air? We did not have a big magnet.
This movie walked so Fast 9 could run.
I agree.
And with scenes where everything was a magnet.
Everything was a magnet. But even things like to get all the people out of the van, like the SWAT team, they fill it with gasoline. And then when they come out, they can't shoot because they're covered in gasoline and because of sparks and explosions and the like. I also think the best action scene or sequence in this, and you alluded to it before when talking about Chris Evans's dick, mm-hmm. is when he infiltrates that building to Journey's Don't Stop Believe.
Yeah.
Now, to me, I'm like, if you're going to do this movie, you know, do you get Wheatus back? Because they did Teenage Dirtbag for the first movie. Yeah. Do they do a cover of this or like a new song?
Do they do Leroy is the Mojo Man? I know you were. I can see it in your eyes. I always know, James. I've known you long enough to know when you're going to mention Leroy is the Mojo Man.
But that whole sequence of him getting into the building, changing clothes, getting upstairs, getting the data, you know, doing the fake shootout.
That's in the comic too.
That's in the comic, yeah. And then escaping. Terrific. Like the best thing in this movie, I feel. And I would say that's even slightly above average, above okay. Do you know what I mean?
That's terrific, yeah.
But the ending's, it's not too bad either. I mean, the idea of driving a Ducati into a plane while the guy from Mindhunter, who I know has a real name, I apologize, here it is on the screen, like he flies into a jet engine. I love that. Speaking of comic book alumni, Idris Elba is obviously in this movie
as well.
That's
right.
My goodness, takes a villainous turn.
Yeah. Does he do that a lot? Because I remember watching this and going like, is this one of the ones where Idris Elba's going to take a villainous turn?
Good question. Let's name all the Idris Elba movies we know.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Office season 3 to 4-ish.
At least one Pacific Rim movie.
That recent cowboy western, which I quite liked.
The TV series Ultraviolet, where he's a vampire hunter, but not the Mila Jovovich movie, but a series, like a British series called Ultraviolet.
Luther, the it's a series, but I consider it one big movie. Since this is we're naming movies. I think that's everything, right?
Yes.
We've got everything is done yet. Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's good, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But yeah, like it's a pretty fun ending, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan goes for the bomb trigger or whatever, so so the dude from Speed 2 can get away. And I like at the end how he's just escaping on public transport, you know? And he's like, give me your watch. Give me your watch. It's time for watch trivia, I guess.
Ah, okay, all right. God, all right, hang on. What do you want to know?
What is it?
What do you mean? What is watch trivia?
Where you tell us what a watch is. We just did it.
Oh, okay.
We did it for a different movie
we
recently.
We did, it's true, yeah. You were like, I couldn't do it in Jonah Hex. It was only pocket watches.
Yeah, I don't think that's your wheelhouse or watch house, true. If you will. Mm. You don't have to name the watch if you don't want to. If you refuse to.
Well, Jason Patrick wears at least two watches.
Wow, okay.
This is on the scene on the beach. I'm not the expert you think I am, James.
You're Rain Man for watches.
I'm pretty sure on the beach he wears a Breitling Super Ocean chronograph.
Okay, good.
With a blue dial and a black rubber strap, as befits the situation.
Yes, yes, yes.
And the watch that he gets taken off his wrist is a Breitling Navitimer chronograph with a white dial and a steel bracelet. Yeah.
Okay, wow. So he's actually picking the watch for the situation, is what you're saying.
Beach time, being mugged. Yeah, that's what you do. It's called a sense of occasion, James.
Oh, I get you. Cool. Anyway, it's time for trivia for the movie The Losers. Often I'll think of a pun, but people don't like it. They're like, with Constantine, I was complaining to you about this before we recorded. I said Constrivia, and I got many comments that were like, why didn't you say Constantrivia, James? Mm. And let me tell you this, I don't think about these. It's not even a joke. It's just a thing that I think about briefly, and then I put it in here, and then it's nothing. And then Ben or Lawrence have to put a... Like, they spell it out on the screen.
I have to figure out how I said it
or whatever. It's not anything. And I'm not taking suggestions.
Anyway, you said that I said, James, well, I actually respect the opinions of the viewers and I think they should make all the comments they like.
And you also, you want to give them all some money, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't have any money.
Yeah, so. But like if they saw you, say, in real life, they could ask you for money.
Yeah, I mean, they could ask.
Yeah. Anyway, it's... The Losers trivia or whatever. Jason Biggs actually shot this movie concurrently with Boys and Girls, also in the year 2000, jumping on a plane from a set of Loser in Toronto to LA and then back again.
This is another one of James's
famous... hardworking Hollywood
mistaking
boy.
Mistaking the movie we've watched for a different movie which has somewhat similar names.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The music video of the song Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus features the character of the film as the song features on the movie soundtrack. Unlike the movie, the music video was set in a high school and Dora dates a bully jock and not a sleazy college professor, which I'm sure you remember as played by Greg Kinnear, who might actually be the brother of Jason Patrick. That would be fun. It's like in Die Hard, how Hans Gruber's brother shows up later for revenge. Is he wearing a glove in that movie? I can't remember.
He seems like a man who maybe, depending on the weather, might wear gloves.
It's true.
But Jason Biggs has that like furry hat situation. So that location certainly has the weather for it, doesn't it?
I agree. The dish from GoldenEye is in this. They're on top of it at one point. I think it's...
That to scrape Sean Bean out of it. Just his sticky remains.
I think that collapsed relatively recently,
It did. Yeah. There's video of that, yeah.
Good stuff. Jensen tries to bluff his way past security guards by claiming he is part of a secret government experiment. Chris Evans will later appear in the Marvel Cinematic Universe to portray Loki briefly. Do you remember that?
When
he was like, boo, I'm Loki, but I look like Chris
Evans.
That's
true. Yeah. And also he says he gets telekinetic powers, just like Jason Push from the movie Push.
That's right. What was his catchphrase again? Get out of my way. Oh. And then he does a push.
Yeah, nice. Great.
Yeah, you remember. And I've just written here a last bit of trivia. Yes, a lot of people in this movie have been in a lot of comic book movies.
Oh, haven't they?
And if we haven't named them all, just don't worry about it. Just drop it, please. Just drop it. You don't need to. You know, I know there's like some people out there, like a big part of them is just like, I'm going to name every character and every actor and everything they've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't. Just don't do it.
James, it's that kind of quitter talk.
Yep.
That means there's no internet movie database of any kind. You know what?
That's a good point, actually.
If people believed in themselves, we'd have a database of all the movies everybody's ever been in.
This isn't a database, though.
No, it's true.
This is just whatever. This is just, here's some things we think of this thing we watched.
Right?
You know?
Why is anybody interested? It's wild.
It's wild to me. I mean, I appreciate it, but it's wild to me, Mason. Anyways, budget.
Yes.
Sorry?
I was just going to say, did you have the thought, you know, right at the start of the movie where the helicopter crashes?
Yeah, yeah.
And the losers, they wanna make it look like they've also died in the crash.
Yeah.
So they just bundle up all their dog tags and they just throw them into like a 6-inch wide square.
No,
the air crash investigator is going to look at that and be like, well, I mean, I guess when the missile hit, they all just huddled up into a little spot and then they were all turned to ash.
Yeah, exactly.
Case closed.
You don't want to, like, loop that over a kid and go, like, his skeleton shrunk in the explosion. Mm. This must be skinny nerd Chris Evans's body because he's also small like a child.
Looks like he had a rickets.
Anyways, budget, Mason. Mm-hmm. It's interesting that this was a sequel because Loser had a budget of $20 million and only made $18.9. It's the kind of movie where, like, that wasn't received well enough either critically or commercially to receive a follow-up. Do you know what
See,
I mean?
We've reached the point in the video where if I don't just go along with that, the video will end up going longer, I think. So, yeah, it is weird, actually.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Weird. It's weird, yeah.
But it's not like this game.
Must have been a passion project. You know, somebody up in the decision-making process, somebody up in in the Warner Brothers boardroom was just like, yeah, I love these characters.
Yeah.
I love what Jason Biggs' character turned into in The Losers, so we've got to do this
again. Died on the roof of the blimp, of the roof of the blimp, remember?
Yeah, yeah, but weren't they searching for his remains?
Oh, yeah.
A briefcase had...
And they only found his hat.
That's right.
I do remember that. Paul Tannock.
What?
His name was Paul Tannock.
Oh, I see.
But this one, though, this gamble on a sequel didn't pay off. It cost $25 million, but it only made $29.9 worldwide. Did okay DVD sales. When I say okay, not very well. But look, I think if you haven't seen this, it's worth just... It's fine.
If this was a Netflix original film, I reckon it'd be like...
It would be the best one.
This is a cut above, I think you'd say.
Yeah, you absolutely.
Know? But in the era we're in now, you know, just wouldn't get a look in, would it?
Wouldn't get a bloody look in, mate. Yeah. Anyways.
Maybe they should rebadge it like Red Notice 2 or something.
They probably could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Because that people are still watching that movie every second of every day.
I'm watching
it
right now.
Are you?
If I ever seem distracted when we record a video, it's because I'm re-watching Red Notice.
Yeah, right. Cool. Yeah. Cool. Well, what's it like?
It's bad.
I haven't seen it.
It's fine.
It's fine. Wow. Now look, there's been a lot of call of people like, when are you going to get to Green Lantern? Well, here's a hint towards next week.
It's Green Lantern.
Yeah, we're doing Green Lantern finally. I was thinking about holding off. Do you know what I mean? Just waiting till like the Green Lantern show appears or whatever. Sure. But we made people watch Twilight, so we figured.
The Green Lantern show. It's like the Gong Show. You do a little, performance, and if Green Lantern doesn't like it, he punches you into space.
Do you know what I mean? That like I feel like we like put people through a lot with Twilight, and we
this
is really a one for them situation. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
And if you do want to see these early, including Green Lantern, you can actually head over to BigSandwich.co where they always go up early every goddamn week. If you do want to sign up, also there's bonus podcasts, there's movie commentaries, there's a bunch of exclusive stuff that only goes up there, all of it ad free, including our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk about comics and TV shows. That comes out Monday, but ad free. The day before on Sunday. Wow. I just love plugging shit. I know people aren't here, but I can't help myself. I'm always hustling. Do you know hustle?
Oh, you think everybody switched off by
now? Do you know hustle culture, Mason? You familiar with this? Are you familiar with Sigma Grind Set?
I was going to say, I've got the business grind set. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Sometimes I get up before I go to sleep.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
By business like mindset, do you mean you have like a trench coat full of old watches?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Terrific. All right, thanks, everybody. I'm leaving. Are you leaving?
Yeah, I think I'm leaving.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free.
warbyparker.com/covered.